Hello everyone, I am Poyo Pal, and this is my tutorial for this crochet heart headband. In terms of materials, to make this headband, you will need yarn in two different colors. I used weight 4 acrylic yarn, a crochet hook, I used a 4mm crochet hook, scissors, and some type of yarn needle. And now to get started, we will start off with a slip knot. And from there, you're going to go ahead and chain 6. After that, you are going to skip the very last chain that you made and then half double crochet 5 across. At the end of the row, you are going to want to chain 1, turn, and then just keep on half double crocheting 5 across until you reach your desired length. And to make sure that the border is even all the way around later, make sure that the amount of rows that you end up with is a multiple of 3. You can add or subtract depending on the length you want, but I ended up with 45. And keep in mind that we are going to add a tiny bit to the length later when we're making the ties. After you get to your desired length, I kind of just fasten off or pull the yarn through and pull it tight. And this is when we're going to start adding the border. So take your second color that you would like to use for the hearts on the headband and your border. And we are going to start the border by attaching this other color yarn to the piece that's already done by inserting your hook into the half double crochet that's at the very edge of your project and pulling the other color yarn through, as you see here. And then what I like to do is keep those pieces of yarn that are kind of dangling over my hook and just crochet them in, as you'll see. And from here, you create the border by slip stitching in this first row. And then you insert your hook into the next row, single crochet 3. And then insert your hook into the next row and slip stitch. And you continue this pattern all the way down by slip stitching in one row, inserting your hook in the next row, single crocheting 3, and then slip stitching in the next row. And in terms of like where exactly to insert your hook, you'll see I'm kind of slowing down and pointing to where I'm inserting my hook before I do it. But you can kind of just eyeball it and make sure that you do the same pattern all the way across. You'll see that there's kind of the same place that I do every single time in that little hole that the stitches sort of form. But yeah. Just continue the same pattern until you get all the way to the end of this strip. And once you get to the end, you are just going to make sure you finish with a slip stitch so that the border is even, and cut the yarn and pull through. Now, from here, you are going to want to flip your project around like you see me do here, so that your border looks the same on each side, and you're going to start repeating the process of the border on the other side, starting with a slip stitch, then single crocheting 3 in the next row, and slip stitching again in the next row. You kind of do a similar thing by inserting your hook at the very edge there, like you see me do. And the important part on this side is making sure that everything is lining up with the other side. So for the first few times you are slip stitching, single crocheting 3, and then slip stitching again, you can kind of just make sure that it's lining up with the other side, because it's a lot easier to fix this mistake in the beginning when you're just starting to do the other side. If you get all the way to the end and realize it's uneven, you have to redo the whole thing. So you'll see me be kind of careful in making sure that where I'm inserting my hook is lining up with the other side here. And I'll show this for a bit more, but you'll just repeat this process until you get to the end. When you get to the end of the row, you should once again finish off with a slip stitch. And then you're just going to want to cut off your yarn and pull it through again. And the pattern of the border should look the same on both sides if you flipped it properly. And at this point, I do the heart pattern that you see on the headband. And to do this, I use a technique that I believe is called surface crochet. Correct me if I'm wrong. And here I'm just kind of showing the spacing. So for 45 rows of half double crochet, 6 hearts fit pretty well in there. And in terms of spacing, I have about 3 rows before and after each heart and between each heart, and each heart takes up about 4 rows. And I'll try to put in a little graphic for the pattern you'll follow when you're surface crocheting the heart, but here I'll explain the technique a little bit. So you'll create a slip knot in the color that you're planning to create the hearts in, and you will want to insert your hook where you want your pattern to start and pull the slip knot through. And you're inserting the hook on the side that you want the pattern to appear. So here you see me pulling the slip knot through. And then from there, you are going to want to insert your hook where you want the little loops to show next. So here I kind of go a little bit diagonal, insert my hook, and pull the yarn through the headband and through the loop that you see on the other side, or essentially the slip knot. So here I'm pulling the yarn through the actual headband and then through the slip knot. And then I do this again in where I want my pattern to go next. So I kind of go a little diagonal again, start making the heart, insert my hook through the headband, wrap the yarn around my hook, and pull it through the headband and the loop. So I do kind of 2 diagonal loops, and then I go up from there. I lost my yarn there, but I go up and pull my yarn through. I go up again. From there, I go to the right. If you're a right-handed crocheter, I believe this will be to the left, but go to the right and then sort of down in a little bit. And then I go down. And down once more. And this is where you'll have one side of the heart done. And then I go diagonal up. Sort of diagonal up again. To the side, to the right, in my case. And then I go down. Down again. And then from here, I go diagonal twice to finish up the heart. And I just go back basically to where I started. From there, I just cut the yarn off and pull that last loop through. And I don't tie it or anything at this point, but I will flip my project and insert my hook where I first started there. You'll see the pointy bit of the heart. And I'll pull that yarn through to the back. And I'll tie up all those loose ends and weave them in later, but I sort of just leave it like that and continue doing the heart pattern all the way across the headband. And just to kind of show the spacing here, you'll see that there's about three rows in between each heart, and then each half of the heart takes up about two rows. So at about five rows over is where you'll start the bottom point of your next heart. And so here I'm kind of going to show you one more heart. So I start by making a slip knot in the other color that I want the heart to be in. And I'll do the surface crochet again. I leave about three rows in between each heart. You see me kind of counting that here. And then two rows after that, I'll insert my hook. So about five rows after the last heart. Because half of the heart takes up about two rows. But again, don't be too worried if it's not super even. It's really difficult to make these perfect. And so again, you kind of just do the same pattern that I've hopefully put on screen and create the heart using surface crochet. And ta-da! This is what your project should look like after you finish crocheting all the hearts. And in the back, you should have two strands of yarn coming out of each heart and maybe some other pieces sticking out, but I'll show you how I weave those in a little bit later. But for now, we are going to move on to crocheting the ties. And you'll see that I kind of had this triangle piece that comes off the first initial bit, and then I make a chain to make the actual ties. And so to make the ties, you are going to start by inserting your hook at the edge of the sort of base color and pulling your yarn through. And here I also just take this opportunity to crochet in any ends. And then after you've inserted your hook, you are going to chain, skip a stitch, half double crochet 4. So basically you're just skipping one of the stitches, the very first one. And when you get to the end of this row, you are going to chain and turn. You are once again going to skip a stitch, so you'll half double crochet 3 across. And then you will chain and turn again. Now you are going to skip one, so half double crochet 2 across, chain and turn, and then finally you will half double crochet 1. So basically you're skipping a stitch every row. Now after you half double crochet 1, you are basically just going to chain until you reach a length that you like for the ties, and cut off the yarn, and tie off. I ended up chaining about 46 on each side, and then I just pull through and I pull that end really tight. And what I sort of do to secure this is basically I just make a bunch of knots until I feel like the end is secure, and then cut off whatever end is left. And I would just do this until you feel comfortable with it. There might be a better way to do this, but I kind of like the look of this one, so. That's me just making a bunch of little knots. And once you finish that, you'll just repeat the exact same thing on the other side. And ta-da! This is what it should look like when you're done with that. And here, I just start cutting off ends that don't need to be weaved in. So anything that I've already crocheted into the actual project, I just cut off those ends. And here, I'm going to show you how I weave in the heart ends. So essentially, you are going to take both of those ends that end in the same place, and I go ahead and tie 2 knots, just to make sure that it's secure. And then I use this needle and weave them in. It doesn't really matter where you insert your needle to weave them in, but I'm kind of just showing you how I do it here. I always think it's useful to kind of see how other people weave in their ends. And this is the side you're not going to see when you're wearing the headband, so as long as it doesn't poke through on the other side, that's okay. And here's what your headband should look like when you're all done. Please comment if you have any questions or DM me. Tag me on Instagram if you make this. It should be in the description of this video. But thank you so much for watching.